All right, welcome back. Once again, you're here, Drinks with Friends, with your hosts, Madison Ray.
And that guy, Ryan. Happy Monday, folks.
Yeah, day late.
Not a dollar short.
Hey, my man. How you doing?
I'm good. I got a fucking Saba yesterday. I'm great. Like,
the little kid in me. Wait. The sword.
Yes.
From Power Rangers.
The talking tiger sword that actually says some of the actual phrases, like, I'm having trouble contacting the Red Ranger. And then, like, his eyes light up and shit, makes the sword noises. And I got it for, like, $100 off of the original price. So,
bruh.
Yeah, I'm with it.
I remember how badly I wanted one when I was a kid.
I know. And me too. Even though I was firmly in the Ninja Turtles and then X-Men camps. Like,
yeah.
Power Rangers was like a fourth or fifth place franchise for me.
Fair.
But I still wanted that fucking sword.
Right, because it's a dope sword. Right. It's a talking tiger sword.
When they come out with the Mastodon shotgun / axe, trust, believe, I'm coming.
Real quick, in Power Rangers news. So check this out.
Yeah.
There's a movie being kickstarted right now called Legend of the White Dragon.
Yeah.
Which is like a Power Rangers, like, rewrite, spin-off.
Right.
Like, derivative.
Starring Power Rangers.
The actual Power Rangers.
Yeah. I know, I mean, two that I recognize. Tommy and then the
Black White Ranger.
Black Ranger.
Yeah, yeah. Asian.
Ish.
Yeah. Asian.
I think like Johnny Bosch.
Young Bosch.
Oh, okay.
Young.
Oh,
Bosch.
Okay. More Asian.
Right. You gotta play it up sometimes. You gotta throw that in there. Right. Like, by the way,
we need that diversity. Right.
Kind of Chinese.
Yeah.
Like, and oh, which one was it? Not the one that played Rocky, but another white dude that I feel like was like the Red Ranger.
The only white Red Rangers I know are Rocky and Jason.
Was he not then?
Because after that, like, they switched to Turbo, and that's when they had the first black.
Black
Red
Ranger. No, this was like,
and that's when I like stopped.
This might be like later generations.
Okay, then yeah, I
just remember seeing his face and being like, I think I've seen that face.
Power Ranger esque.
Yeah, like in that kind of hokey, you know.
Yeah. Like, Power Rangers are living it up right now.
Camp acting, like. Yeah.
Did you see the Black Ranger do the bottle cap challenge?
Yeah.
Oh, like, where'd you come from? Like,
all still right, out here.
You're still out here doing it.
Still out here.
You, bro.
So, yeah, like, they're making this whole thing where it's like this. I saw the trailer, and the trailer was looking like, you know, it's like dark and you know, doing that kind of, like, mature reboot kind of shit. Yeah, check that out. Like, Legend of the White Dragon. Like, that's out there. Like,
I've had a few people share it with me, but I just haven't clicked on it.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, it's.
Originally, I thought it was going to be basically a continuation of the short film they did with, like, Dawson as
well. Oh, yeah.
That dark take on it. And I was like, yeah, all right, whatever. I'll get to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no,
I think that's the inspiration, is I saw that what you can do with the material in a way that was more appealing to us who grew up with it. Without, you know, like, and it's one of those things where it's like, there are definitely Power Rangers out saying that they're Power Rangers. They wear super suits that are color coded, but, like, not in any way that infringes on intellectual property.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they found Tommy, and he punched him, and his fist had green flames on him. You know what I mean? Shit like that, where it's like, I know what that is.
Yeah.
I know exactly what that is.
But you're safe.
Right? And that's why I quit fighting, but she's still alive. Kimberly? my initial thought. Kimberly? Like, if you got Amy Jo Johnson, like,
she can't be doing the last Power Ranger movie at the end.
Bruh.
You know, she's still out here. She's still doing the festival circuit.
I'm saying.
Apparently, she still fits in the suit. Props to you.
Hey. But it is Lycra, so.
I mean, you know, like, well. Like, not like forces. Don't she still has to, like, get in there.
Just Velcro patches everywhere.
Yeah. It's tied together.
As far as memorabilia goes, there's one thing I've always wanted. A Power Ranger, like, helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always been one of those things that, like, I don't know what I would do with it.
Like a legit.
Like one of the actual helmets. Yeah. Or something that at least a facsimile of a wearable type shit. Not that I would ever really wear it. I don't really do helmets. But, like,
I might bring it out for special occasions.
like bedroom scenarios. I mean, it's Morphin time! Baby, hit the music. Hit the music.
No, I'm saying, soundboard or something. We'll make that happen.
Aye, 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 aye. All right. This podcast is brought to you by Andro DSM. Power Up.
And Susie Sweet Treats. Secret ingredients. Love. Not cocaine. Shout out to Susie. She's going to Africa next Saturday.
Nuh-uh.
This Saturday.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Going with her sister to Cape Verde off the coast, the northern coast of Africa. She'll be gone for like 3 weeks.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
So the bake shop will be closed. She's going to be in fucking Africa.
Dude, that's crazy.
Right?
Like... When I hear about people just taking like these kind of vacations, I'm like, I just feel like I'm definitely not living my best life.
Right. Well, this is her first time. This will be her first time out of the country.
Okay.
And yeah, like she's super geeked. It's like
she should be.
Gorgeous island. She'll be on like coast, mountains, and volcanoes, cliffs and shit. Like,
well, you know, it's so funny, especially talking about the kind of like American media spin on perceptions of like what Africa is or has to offer. Mm. Like, shout out to the homie Collins Igbo.
Yeah.
Nigerian American. When we were kids, he used to school us on, like, what his experiences were like when he would go home.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. To visit family and do all that, right? And
it's like, we come from the generation of calling people, like, African booty scratchers. And then we got an actual, like, African friend who was like, hey, listen, bro.
Right. Like, or our only knowledge is, like, those fucking Sally Struthers.
Yeah.
Infomercial shit, you know.
Yep.
Like, I will never forget
7 cents a day.
That African kid with a fly, like, walking on his face, yeah, in his eyeball.
Yeah, and he didn't even cool blink with it. Like, just, all right, whatever.
And they gave this nigga a cracker.
So yeah, that's where she's going. Like, she's going. Like,
that's dope. Yeah. That's dope. But yeah, so people tend to forget that, like, I don't know, there are cities.
Right.
And there's, like, culture.
Rich resources.
Resources. Like, yeah, right? Like, yo, so...
I mean, it's like the birthplace of civilization.
Yeah, so I can't wait to hear her her impressions,
right,
of the motherland. That's exactly. That's dope. Like, that's dope.
Yeah, like she's going to like Africa.
Wow. Yeah. Man, goals.
Right?
Goals.
I'm ready.
So speaking of cultural things that have been going on,
mm-hmm,
which I totally missed, this last weekend was 80-35 weekend.
Oh.
And I'm going to bring this
wait,
up.
Wait. Hold up, because we got to give a quick shout out to our good friend Dano P. Picasso for redubbing it Whitey 35. I lost it. Like, I missed something in the group chat. I came back like 20 minutes later and I was like, Whitey 35!
No, he did it! Yeah, he did.
It was so perfect.
Yeah, he did.
So yeah, shout out Dano P. Picasso. YD35, folks. So yeah, and let's talk about
I feel like the only reason I'm really like bringing it up is because like it's been an ongoing thread for us.
Yeah.
Like
we actually got called out about it.
Yeah, we keep touching on this thing, but in a positive way. Yeah. People love the hot takes,
right,
on 80-35 from your boys. About.
Like, yeah. That's exactly what happened. We got called out on it. So, hey, are y'all going to talk about 80-35 this year? And I was like, oh shit, I forgot it was even happening. Because again, I don't fucking care about 80-35. Because as I said last year, it's not for me.
Yeah. And they still haven't delivered anything
right,
that appeals to you.
I mean, like Nas was here and like,
yeah,
Wu-Tang. But that's it.
That's it.
A 2-day festival, like, that ain't enough to get me to stand outside in 95 degree weather heat. It's not.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Nah.
I got Nas's whole discography. Bitch, I got Spotify Premium. It's nothing for me to go play that shit. And my headphones are better than your sound system. Fuck out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, please.
No.
I mean...
So, one of the key organizers, Amadeo Rossi, uh-huh, stepped down last year, the year before. I want to say it was last year. Which is really fascinating because this is, if you listen to any of his speeches that he would give...
Yeah.
He never expected 80-35 to ever be a success. Mm. It's just one of those things. It's like, oh, let's try this thing, and people got into it, yeah, and it kept getting bigger, and so he just kind of kept just kind of rolling with the punches. But that being said, when leadership changes, example, see Des Moines Social Club, shit changes.
Yeah.
The mission changes, the vision changes, the execution changes. Yeah. And
trying to cut corners, trying to figure out what they can improve.
And sometimes those changes aren't good ones.
Yeah.
If you have not raised capable successors, and I don't know enough about the Des Moines Music Coalition to really like speak on any of that directly, but I don't know. I mean, things change, so you know, it's just natural that the vibe is going to change, the execution is going to change.
True.
That being said, I found it really fascinating that they had a number of local performers performing multiple days within the festival.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? What is your take on that? Initially, just hearing that, like, what is that? What is your reaction?
To me, I kind of feel bad for saying this, only because potentially it's a good opportunity for those local artists. They get their name out there more, they get their face out there more, they get more people, more opportunities to see them.
Yeah.
Good for them. If attendance is what they say it is, which we can touch on later.
Yeah.
From the business side of it, it seems like a desperation tactic.
Yeah.
Just for the simple fact that it's like, all right, you're supposed to be this like big, like this is supposed to be the state's festival, right? It's supposed to be like Iowa's like claim to the festival map. You know what I'm saying? It's our stake in
that. I feel like Hinterland's quickly taking that.
Yeah. I would agree. But that's what it's supposed to be, and you can't. Either you can't draw enough acts to like fill it out completely.
Mm.
Or you can't afford enough diverse acts to fill it out completely, which in and of itself is a problem.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, for me, it seems like, all right, especially, like, coming from, like, the small artist perspective, if somebody's offering you that, like, they're going to spin it like, hey, we're going to give you this opportunity to do exactly like I say, get your face out there a few times in front of multiple people.
Yeah.
And we're going to pay you this amount, which would probably be more than just doing a single show. But it's not going to be as much as doing two separate shows.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, so, if I have to pay $500 for two acts,
yeah,
but I can get away with paying $700 for one act to play twice, I save a little money.
Exactly. So we're going to get you out here. And then we're going to spend it as like a win-win. And, you know, young, hungry artists or, you know, fledgling artists are hungry. You know, they're going to want to, they're like, oh, all right, you know, yeah, shit, I'm still getting paid for it.
Right.
Like, might as well, you know. It just seems like a slippery slope to me. Like, I feel like it's very telling of where they are.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, and we've talked with Dominique Morgan about this.
Yeah.
If you want to go back through our archives, check out the episode back in March.
Uh-huh.
After the Gods and Monsters show. Yeah. These committees that sit on these boards, when they're making their decisions, it's just they pick who they know.
Right.
Or their friends, or who they're familiar with.
Yeah.
Or who they, yeah, like... The submission process is a bit of a sham to most, if not all, organizations.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of people. I mean, really, what it comes down to is like, do I know them? Do I like them? Oh, cool. Which is like...
Does my child like them?
Right, exactly. Which then, you know, it's a lack of the work ethic to actually like really know who's out here, what's really going on, if you just keep kind of just picking the same handful of people.
True.
You know? True. Fascinating little sidebar to that. There was a little Facebook beef developing on this. Okay. Oh. So.
Amongst?
A homie of mine, he goes by the name Toby Diligent.
Okay.
Of the group Pretty Girl Hate Machine.
Okay.
Been holding down Des Moines hip hop for a minute.
Yeah.
They've played at 8035 numerous times over several years.
Yeah.
So they're not, you know, unfamiliar to specifically this event
and
being a part of it. This year he went as a spectator and he made a real simple statement that the hip hop representation was really underwhelming this year.
Okay.
So. Not just an underrepresentation, but also the ones that were there just weren't hidden. And
well, I mean, if the video I saw is any indication, I cannot argue.
So, Marcaeus slid into this comment thread with some commentary. Translation: I wish I was playing 8035 this year. Basically, calling out dude on some sour grape type shit, right?
Mm.
And there was a bit of an exchange. Unfortunately, a lot of these comments were deleted. So the receipts.
Oh, shit.
I know. I wish I didn't think there was going to be some bit shit. So I would have taken some screenshots otherwise. I thought I was going to just remain.
Yeah.
Ain't the case.
Gangsta.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say who deleted what. I don't know. Right. None of my business. All I'm saying is, there was a little bit of back and forth, you know, just like recognizing that, you know, Marquez has had a lot of opportunities, specifically with the Des Moines Music Coalition, mm-hmm. as far as having them put on Fresh Fest for him. He tends to be their kind of go-to. One could call it tokenism.
I mean, if you're going to say it, stand on it.
I don't know enough to say if they have any other black friends. That's what I'm saying. Like, right. I don't care enough to know who they actually fuck with.
Yeah.
But Marquez is one of the few.
Yeah.
Right? And so there was a bit of a back and forth of, like, Toby calling him out on you know, the kind of the, like, shit. And if dude is, you know, snuggled in with the right people to make sure he keeps getting these opportunities, like, that's part of the hustle.
Yeah.
Is about knowing the right people to make sure that exactly that your bag stays full. But there was a bit of a, yeah, I was like, oh shit, we actually got some legitimate beef here. Not just some dumb like hood nigga shit, like,
yeah.
But like real beef on big platforms. Right?
Yeah.
There's a part of me that hopes this keeps going.
Yeah.
I need some diss tracks.
It's true.
I need a battle.
Entertainment, especially in hip hop. Like,
right. This is the most authentic piece of, I think, Des Moines hip hop I've seen in a minute.
Yeah.
Just from just at least speaking like on the culture,
blatantly outward. Right. Yeah.
Because that's the thing is hip hop is highly competitive.
True.
It's about sportsmanship more so than I don't want to see anybody actually get hurt.
Right.
Y'all are a bunch of musicians. Oh, like, chill. Down. Right. Yeah. You write poetry.
You're still from Iowa.
Calm down. Right. Cool your jets.
Yeah.
But there is a piece of that where it's like the rap battles, the one-upsman thing, the diss tracks, like that's all part of the game.
Really?
And I'm really glad to at least have the hope that, like, we have some legitimate beef.
Yeah.
Not just some, like, manufactured,
right.
You know, don't like this guy, right. or whatever.
Yeah.
But for real, like, some stuff we could really speak on with real receipts.
Mm. I'm with the shits.
That sounds nice to me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like I said, I mean, I saw some video, and I was very underwhelmed.
Video of?
Of Marquez.
Yeah.
It was just a backing track of him yelling over it. It was just like a typical, there's nothing special about it.
Sure.
Like, you know.
Hmm.
It was a good example of why a lot of people think hip hop doesn't work live.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And again, I haven't been, so I don't know how much of that was environment or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. Quality of the video.
Yeah.
And
et cetera. I mean, you know, everybody got an iPhone basically and Android, so the video quality wasn't bad. It was just, I mean, the performance wasn't good.
Mm. Well.
Okay, 2 minutes. I don't know how long it was, but the 2 minute video, 37 seconds of which I watched, that was enough for me. And that was one of the acts I would have actually cared to see, just off the idea of supporting local black artists on the platform.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if the person I wanted to see was coming like that, then all the people I didn't want to see was just another reason for me to stay my black ass at home. So,
I mean.
But that's me. That's Ryan.
So, the thing is, and this is something I had heard from someone else, that attendance was frankly disappointing.
It looks sparse.
Like, it has all of the barriers and the barricades and all of the stuff that you would need for, you know, crowd control.
Yeah, fucking up traffic.
But under attended. Mm. You know, that there was really no need for the barricades because there were no people out there rocking the, you know, rocking with the joints to actually, like, you know. And that kind of brings me to the next idea or point I'd like to maybe just discuss or unpack. This notion of attendance. Are these numbers real? Are they inflated? Are they misrepresented?
Yeah,
right. You're spinning the numbers to look like, look, we're growing and we're doing great. But
we have facilities to cover 30,000 people.
Right, right.
5,000 of which
show. Yeah, right, exactly. Like, well, we moved 20,000 units. half came. Yeah. You know, and it's a hard thing because it's like, how do you actually measure those metrics? Are they actually measuring those metrics?
Yeah.
You know, or with what kind of accuracy? Is it more about the like I said, the inflation to try to draw more community support and investors and advertisers?
Yeah.
I mean, the art and craft of pulling off a festival is very, very complicated.
Yeah.
If you watch the Fyre Festival, have you watched that Fyre Festival joint?
No.
It's actually really good.
I heard.
But that's the thing. There's an arrogance that a lot of people have of like, oh, like how hard could it be to get a bunch of musicians and to go play a thing?
Yeah.
That's not recognizing.
There's a bunch of contracts, a bunch of logistics.
Yo, yeah. Stuff. You look at all the like the ordinances, all the permits, laws and like, permits that you're going to have to follow and all this stuff that, you know, like. Sometimes
amenities for the crowd, like how you gonna keep people alive, keep them hydrated,
like, right? Right.
Restroom facilities, all kinds of stuff. Yeah,
you know.
And again, and then too, you're in the middle of a bunch of concrete, like you're downtown on a 95 degree day. Like it just doesn't sound like a good time.
I did have an invitation.
Yeah.
One did actually. Once I had realized, oh yeah, 835 is this weekend. Lo and behold, someone was like, "I got a ticket. You want to go?" And my answer was a prompt. No, I'm good.
Seems appropriate.
I don't. Yeah, for me, it's the crowds. Yeah. Honestly, there's something about just standing in a sea of people that just like is just straight up not a good time.
Yeah.
For me. For me, you know, I know some people like thrive in that shit. They love that. You know.
Yeah. I'm not like one of those my people. Bubble.
Facts, bro.
If I welcome you in it, awesome. If not, then give me my space. Like.
You know, and maybe I'm just like not cool enough. You know, like, am I not like doing enough drugs to be like, oh, I'm having a great time?
Maybe.
Or am I not spending enough money? You know what I mean? Like, ah, oh, but I gotta get like, I gotta get like the thing and the commemorative deal and I gotta get that joint and I gotta buy one of those and buy some of that. You know what I mean? I
hit the food truck, but other than that, I'm good.
But you know what I'm saying, right? Yeah, like, part of sometimes the participation is on a financial point, you know?
I mean, I guess if you're talking about like the fair,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Like, that shouldn't be the case though for a music festival. Like, I'm there to be moved by the acts and the music. Like, I'm there to see people that I want to see, not run into sweaty motherfuckers that I don't want to see. Like, I don't.
Right. Yeah. There's lots of poor hygiene going on.
Like wet dog down. You know it smells like wet dog. Down.
No. For the next week, bro.
Yeah.
For the next week.
Wet dog and old Birkenstocks. That's all you smell. It's like chili peppered throughout.
Oh, I'm highly entertained though. So yeah, no, I'm really, you know, there's a thing. It's like the thing that kind of keeps coming up is this the death of 8035? Is this, you know, is this really now just kind of circling the drain?
Yeah.
Or has it been now for a few years? Because I feel like it peaked coolness like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, I'm like, what, like the third year in, probably?
Right. What's the thing where it's like, you know, it's like where the actual like movers and shakers are like in it and there and they're participating and they're gassing it up. Everyone's having a great time. Yeah. And then it becomes like everyone else kind of catches up and then like the cool kids are like, ah, this shit ain't cool no more. You know what I mean? It doesn't capture my attention or imagination because your booking is weak. The event is,
but is that
whatever,
is that just kind of growing up? Is that what it is? Because then you run into a couple different questions with that.
Sure.
Okay. So is it growing up in the sense of the people who were organizing it before, like our friend Marnie? Like, she used to be heavily involved. She used to do like a big reveal for the lineup.
She did this year too.
I did not see it.
Yeah. Pregnant as hell, she still did the video.
Right, like, yep. You know, I still follow Marnie, like, I still follow all her stuff, but I mean, she didn't seem, from what I saw, it wasn't as much, like, because clearly I missed it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And before that, shit was unmissable.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then, too, it's like, does that say then that the people who are coming up under it, is it simply a matter of different tastes? Are they not as willing to put as much effort into making it a success as the people were before? Like, there's all these different questions that arise from, like, is it like a micro-generational gap? You know what I mean? Because there's a big difference between older millennials and baby millennials.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
Like,
so here's the thing that comes to mind, though. Like, festivals are like the joint now.
Yeah.
To the point that even other performers are doing these, like, vanity festivals. Like, Post Malone has one.
Louisiana Fest.
Yeah. Chance the Rapper did one. Mm-hmm. Like, so the notion of the festival is that it's still very, very, like, viable, right?
Right.
In fact, maybe bigger than it ever has been.
But the thing also those acts are bringing in their friends. Like, it's still on that nepotism
right,
shit, but it's
right,
like, yo, I got dope friends, come see me and my homies do what we want to do.
Right, but that being said, that means everyone is game to go do festivals.
Right.
Which means, really, if the money's right, you have your pick.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the thing money that's been really...
dates are right.
Right. And I think what's been kind of like the kind of underwhelmingness of it is like your headliners...
Who were the headliners?
Arguably L. King.
I don't know.
X's and O's.
I don't listen to Top 40 radio.
Okay. And Portugal the Man.
Okay.
Right.
I have heard it.
Right. Okay. Right. But here's the thing. These are people who are familiar...
Yeah.
But they're not people that, like, you get.
They're not ticket sellers for
right.
a festival anyway.
Right. Well, I'm saying, like, so if I said Childish Gambino is coming.
Yeah, I'm in that bitch.
Done.
Right.
Done. Yeah. Right? Like, yeah. Cancel everything.
Yeah.
Like we going. We going. Yeah. Right. And there are so many performers that have that kind of drawing power.
Yeah.
And I picked a big one on purpose.
Right.
But, like.
You proved your point. Yeah.
Right. But there are people that if they announce a name, like, in their, like, swimwear, bruh.
Yeah.
But then it's like you hear some shit and you're like, L. King, I'm familiar with who that is.
Right.
It feels like somebody I'd see at the state fair.
30 seconds ago.
It's someone I'd see at the state fair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is like not necessarily the smallest potatoes, but like state fairs hit a little bit differently from going to like an arena show or, you know what
right.
I mean? Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like it's people who had a hit and are no longer like in that
yeah.
vein anymore. People who are falling down the charts or nostalgia shit, like when Wu-Tang came. Wu-Tang was cool, but right. like at the same time, it was like, okay.
Yeah.
And,
oh, dope.
But they also then treated Wu-Tang, like, okay, so Wu-Tang was on the reunion tour.
Yeah.
They put him on the Friday night and not the Saturday night show. So they weren't even like the main event. They were the, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, it's like that kind of shit, right? Arguably, Kesha was probably one of their biggest grabs.
I don't give a fuck about Kesha
either. Right, but like, arguably, Kesha's like great value Lady Gaga.
Okay. I respect it.
You know what I'm saying?
I respect it. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, it's that thing. It's like, and then that could again be budgetary limitations. You know.
But even still, if it is budgetary limitations, like, this is supposed to be your... You do this once a year. This is supposed to be, like, your big thing. Because even the Des Moines Music Coalition, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they have their hands in other stuff, but this is their big thing.
Well, it's funny that you mention that, because in the last few years, they've backed off of their other programming.
Yeah.
They used to do a local festival in the spring called GDP.
Right.
Which has not been a thing for a couple years now. They did a festival in the fall... called Little Big Fest.
Right.
Which has been getting smaller.
Yeah.
They used to do Music University, which hasn't been a thing in a long time. They're doing the summer camps thing now because there's money to be made there.
Right.
Sign your kids up, give us $100 a week.
Yeah.
You know, type shit.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, the programming has shifted, in my opinion, conservatively,
mm-hmm.
which means there should be less expenditure.
Right. You should be able to dump all your funds into this one big show. Like, this is your Christmas, nigga. Like,
right, right. Go hard.
Yeah.
Go hard. And, I don't know. And that's the thing that I think is so baffling. It's like, especially since the festivals have gotten so much bigger, you would think that talent would be, you know, or like, you look at, like, a Coachella.
Yeah.
And maybe this is a bad example, but, like, Coachella's roster is stacked.
Yeah.
Like, even the ones who are in the tiny print, are still people where you're like, they got who? And those
You look at the tiny print, you're like, man, I can't believe their print is that tiny. And then you
right.
hear the other names. You're
right.
Like, oh, okay.
Right.
I get it.
Exactly. Exactly. Like when you have like Beyonce
right.
or Kanye West
yeah.
sitting at the tippy top
yeah.
of the list. And then you're like, oh yeah, by the way, they got Billie Eilish in there too.
Right,
and you're like,
right.
yo, she hot right now.
Right?
And like, she like sub
you know,
category, right? You know what I'm saying? They're like, and so...
That's how I'm going to gauge Lil Nas X's sustained success. I'm going to see what kind of festivals he's pulling next year and where his name is on the line.
That's how you know.
Wow.
That's the flex right there. How big is my name on the festival poster?
Right. 8035. I challenge y'all to get Lil Nas X next year. See if y'all are really hot.
You know?
I want all 7 remixes of Old Town Road.
I'd like to see them get Lil Dicky.
That'd be dope. That'd be dope.
Yeah. That'd be dope. See, like, that would be what I'd be like. Yeah. I'll be there.
Even on, like, the nostalgia factor, you could go to, like, other, like, deep cut Midwest acts.
Yeah.
And, like, you could pull Nelly into an 8035 on a Friday night show, and I think he was
yo, this nigga's about to
be exactly. You know what I'm saying? The Valair. Like, for him, I kind of feel like, come on, bro, you went diamond. Like, that's what we're doing.
Okay, okay, let's talk about that. Since you brought it up,
yeah.
I'm glad you did.
Synergy.
Yo, okay, so I saw a little advertisement. So, for those of you who don't know, allegedly, Nelly is coming to do a show here in Des Moines in October.
At the Valair Ballroom.
At the Valair Ballroom.
He just got done doing a show at some small little venue on the border of, like, Iowa, Illinois. Like, some tiny, like, not cultural center of the region by any means.
Sure, sure.
Open with Chingy.
Yeah. So, I saw this advertisement and I slid in your DMs and I said, why does this seem fraudulent?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts and feelings on this?
Well, I mean, my thoughts and feelings go a little bit deeper than that, in the sense that, for me, it does, either Nelly's doing bad, like, this nigga's broke, he needs to come up with some quick money, maybe he got some tax problems.
I'm not even trying to be funny.
Like, bro, you went diamond, and, like, you still, and people talk about, like, the philanthropic efforts, where he still pays for, like, college for, like, 2 kids out of St. Louis every year, like, on his own money, like, so he's still, like, doing shit.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So he's either, it's one of two things. He's either broke or he's gearing up for a comeback. And he's just trying to get his, like, feet wet again by going out and actually performing, doing some stuff, seeing who his old fans are, who's willing to come out.
Sure.
While getting ready to drop some new shit. Especially, not to keep bringing him up.
No.
But after Lil Nas X is all of a sudden like, hey, we can do country. And he's like, hey, don't forget, I did that song with, I think, Tim McGraw. Like, wait, because it's all in my head. Right. Yeah. So he's like, so, all right, so now y'all ready to accept this shit. Because it was big when it happened, but not now the number one longest running hip hop song.
Was it three months at number one?
Eminem at number one.
Yeah.
Like, way to bring it back home, by the way, with Nas X.
Leave it to the gay black cowboy.
Right, to be like, you know what? Sorry, white guy, we're bringing this one back.
I love it, though.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm with that.
So that being said, you know, I had to do a little bit more digging. I was curious, who's putting it on? What does their track record look like? Because I said, this sounded super, super fraudulent.
Because
I'm having, like, flashbacks of the T.I. fiasco.
Yeah.
A little rundown for listeners who don't know. Similarly, T.I. was promoted to come be doing a show here at the same place in the same building.
Right.
People paid through the nose to get these tickets to go see T.I.
Yep.
T.I. showed up, did 3 songs, said goodnight, kept it moving.
Yeah.
Which then,
I think people said he spent a longer amount of time at the mall than he did at the show. Like,
bruh, it was a 12-minute set.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. People in the ballroom rioted. Like, legit throwing beer bottles at the bar. Like, shit went crazy.
Oh.
Okay. T.I. later apologized. You know, expressed he had nothing but love for Iowa, people in Des Moines, the fans that came out. But the thing is that people don't realize or recognize is it's not T.I.'s fault. T.I. came and did his job. Mm-hmm. He was paid to come do a walkthrough, to do a couple of songs, to get people hyped about going to his actual show in a much bigger city. Mm-hmm. And so there's a fee and a rate in that contract, that is whatever that is, whatever it looks like. He came through, he did his job, got his money, and went on to the next tour date.
Yeah. Kind of like Cardi B.
Just like Cardi B. And I think this is the same thing, because when I did the research, this promotions group is actually doing a super nostalgia tour of like the early aughts hip hop vibe. Yeah. So it's Chingy and Nelly.
Yeah, Chingy.
And I think Pretty Ricky is on that bill. Okay. Like it's like half a dozen acts, and Nelly is the top billing because it's fucking Nelly.
Right.
And if you look at that, you see all of the tour dates and the route they have, yeah, all big cities. My guess is that they're bringing Nelly in to the Des Moines market to try to get Iowan fans.
Kansas City's only 3 hours away.
Right? Exactly. You want to see the full show. You want to see the real deal.
Minneapolis is only 4 hours away.
Go get the real tickets.
Yeah.
I think they got Nelly on a walkthrough.
Okay.
Is my guess. Yeah. But they're still promoting it as big Nelly. You're going to be making history.
I saw, like,
you
come to the Nelly show. Like an ad online for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Scrolling through, like, popped up on YouTube. So, like, these niggas are really going after the advertising.
Yeah.
And it looked like the cheapest, like, come to my church this Sunday type of video.
Yo!
Like the star wipes and shit. I'm like, what is this?
Spent 18 cents on the production. Yeah. Bruh. And that's the thing. That's why I was like, when I first saw the event thing, the picture looked so fraudulent.
Yeah.
It looked like someone on day one on some Photoshop shit was like, did a cutout.
Rose background.
And then just like said, here's Nelly.
Like
a fucking PowerPoint presentation, my nigga. Like, what is going on here?
Midwest swang.
You know? Like, you about to drop a greatest hits album?
I'm really
on that late night.
I'm legit about to listen to Nelly on the drive home.
But no, that was the thing. That's like, I guess, really I think the deeper thing is like talking about like, what does that mean when these kind of shenanigans happen? So someone like Nelly, apparently going to show up at the Valor Ballroom.
Yeah,
you know, like 8035. Couldn't make that same kind of phone call.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, clearly, someone's is accessible enough to do that kind of shit.
Yeah,
like,
what is that, like a 10G appearance, maybe for
an maybe RSM?
maybe for an RSM big.
Yeah, like, I mean, and that's, you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is that you do have really compelling stuff that comes through here.
Yeah.
My question is like, how do you do it with more legitimacy?
Yeah.
So you don't end up in a Nelly type situation where he's gonna come, like, hit you with like 2, 3, 4 songs and dip out.
Right. Might have one Saint Lunatic with him.
Right. But. Right. I mean, they'll probably pad the thing with a bunch of opening acts,
right,
locals who will probably pay good money to be on the bill.
Yeah.
A pay to play situation, so they can,
like they just did with rapper DaBaby.
Okay.
Hey, we better not talk too much about DaBaby. DaBaby just got away with killing someone in a Walmart. Like, somebody ran up to him and like in Walmart, and he pulled out the gun and shot him in the middle of the store, and he just got off with it, like a self defense, like, because dude came up with malicious intent. Same one where a rapper was talking shit about him in an Apple store.
Woo.
And he was like, yeah, I'm out here, like, baby was like, I'm out here alone. Like, don't run up on me and beat this dude out of his pants in the middle of an Apple store and then just walk out the mall. Like, all right, come on, let's go. So, like, yeah, like, one of these, like, little young rappers is, like, really out here, like, on some gangster shit. Like, and he just came through here.
Yeah.
Like, it was a big enough show. But, yeah, I saw ads, like, when I opened for the baby, said da 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 da. Like,
mm-hmm.
Gotta pay to play, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I know artists locally who have paid thousands of dollars for an opening spot to not open. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because these promoters out here are
that happened
like,
to somebody at Cardi B. They're like, yeah, I was all set to open, da 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 da.
Really? Like,
or no, was it? No, it was DMX. It wasn't Cardi B, it was DMX. My bad.
Okay.
Those were around the same time. But yeah, they were supposed to open for DMX and some shit fell through and they weren't allowed to do so.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't remember that.
That's got to sting a little bit.
Right?
But that's exactly like the point is like, how do we weed out the weak shit and get better things here? Like, yo, 8035, step your shit up.
Right.
Like, you got these corporate deals.
Use them.
Ask for some more money. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, shit, like, people will drive across state lines for the right act.
True.
You know what I mean? Like,
especially at the right price.
Bruh. Okay. Mention real quick Hinterland.
Yeah.
I think they're actually the actual top festival in these parts. Round these parts here.
Round here.
Well, because of that exactly. It's a camping festival out in St. Charles, Iowa, like at the, was it Avenue of the Saints Amphitheater or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
It's a big outdoor shit. People hang out, they get drunk, they camp, and they listen to like
bluegrass
poppy type shit. Yeah. Like, and apparently everyone has a great time and it's packed.
Right.
The whole weekend.
Yeah.
Because it's a compelling event. People are willing, you know, like, to really just put that time and money up.
Right.
To go hang out and do that thing.
Because well, it's already shit.
Fucking Willie Nelson played at Hinterland.
Yeah.
That's big.
That's a legend.
Like, I don't even fuck with Willie Nelson. I was like, I might have to go see that right, because.
You say you saw Willie Nelson,
right?
Same reason I kind of want to go see Cheech and Chong at the casino.
Bucket list. Right. Check. Right. So you're telling me. Out at St. Charles, Iowa, you can get legendary names in music to go play a festival there, but you can't get them to come play here in Des Moines?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Yeah, because they broke.
Right. Backstreet Boys back on tour.
Yeah.
Call them up.
For real.
I'd go to 8035 to see the Backstreet Boys.
Even New Kids on the Block, they open a Wahlburgers here. Like, one of the Wahlburg boys is out here, like, every other fucking month. Like, you can't be like, hey, bro, listen. Come out, make Wahlberg stand up thing, put your name on there, get New Kids on the Block.
Yo, they just played here on the mixtape tour.
Yeah.
It was them and Salt-N-Pepa and Naughty by Nature.
Ooh, Salt-N-Pepa, shout out Spinderella for taking them to court for unpaid royalties and all kinds of shit. They kicked her out the band and she was like, oh yeah, bet. See y'all hoes in court.
Where's my severance package?
Right.
Yeah, bruh. Yeah, I just think there's a lot of potential to do better and it's just not there. And so... If anyone's trying to call me out on like my own hurt feelings as a musician and performer, it's not even that. It's not even that. It's you know, like
at this point, with as much shit as we've talked about 8035,
I'm never gonna play.
If they've listened, you gotta there. You
they,
gotta,
I'm yeah, never they gonna play gonna that let shit. You in there.
Oh, you're friends with that guy, Rye? He said some pretty spicy shit about
spicy. That shit's spicy.
Mayo spicy. Fucking Whitey 35.
I don't like it. You say spicy like things.
Deli mustard out here. Can't take it. The sense of power. Get y'all's bitch asses up.
Oh my god! You know that's the thing. Is it's just I just want to see. I just want to see our community do better. And hopefully try to do things the right way.
Let's just do it ourselves. Give us funding. We'll make a better festival. I'm putting that out.
Drinks with Friends Festival.
Yep.
Done.
Yep. Bands with Friends. We can change the name up. You know what I'm saying?
Bands with
Friends. Yeah. Right? We'll MC that shit. We'll get some dope acts in here. Just somebody give us the money. We'll make it happen.
What a perfect way to end our episode.
Yeah.
Give us the money. We'll make a better festival. Yep. Better festival.
That's right.
Promise. Take that to the bank.
Yes. Well, a couple fat checks.
I mean,
we don't work for free.
No. So again, thank you for listening. Be sure to check out all of our archived episodes as well.
That's right.
You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. That's if right. You want to drop some comments and jump in the conversation. Did you enjoy 8035 this year? Are we wrong? Did we miss the mark?
Are we wrong again? Because so far I haven't had anybody tell us that we're wrong, and then this will be, I think, our third episode talking about 8035.
Yeah.
And no one has told us that we're out of pocket. So are you going to be that someone?
Or hey, someone from the Des Moines Music Coalition, you want to try to come up here and
defend yourself?
Yeah, like
we'll give you a chance.
Yeah, no, I'd love to hear more about this.
That's true. Maybe tell us about the hardships. Maybe I'm being too hard on y'all, but if so, I need to be educated. So here's your invitation.
Pow! There it is. Drinks with Friends is brought to you by Android DSM, Power Up,
and Susie Sweet Treats. Secret ingredients, love. Not cocaine. Have fun in Africa. Susie, bring me back a souvenir.
She gonna bring you back an African baby. Very careful.
I'm done with babies. I'm not having any more of my own. I'm damn sure I'm raising somebody. No. No thanks. We'll catch y'all next week. Usual black time. Same black channel. Next week we'll be going to the stories
Stories to Tell My Daughter.
Yeah, Stories to Tell My Daughter. Check out last week's episode if you want to hear more about that. Make sure you get your tickets, and we'll catch y'all later. All right?
Peace.
Peace.